From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Mali, Army spokesmen say the death toll from Friday's assault on a hotel in the capital stands at 27, including two gunmen who carried out the attack. Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, and its affiliate, El Mouribitoun, claim responsibility for the attack. Mali's president, Ibrahim Keita, declared a state of emergency and 3 days of mourning. That attack in Mali underscoring the threat posed by Islamist militants who remain active in northern and central Mali despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. Thousands of defiant Parisians marked the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks by spending a typical night on the town Friday night. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in a heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris's central mosque. Security was very tight, and many who turned out say they wanted to demonstrate that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism and say Muslims are also victims of the Paris attacks. Meanwhile, a state of emergency has been expanded. Here is VOA's Daniel Scherf in Paris.
The three-month extension on the state of emergency grants police broad powers to restrict freedom of movement, conduct searches, and even place people under house arrest, all without the authority of the court system. Some French worry that these restrictions and plans to arm more police could become more permanent. But French authorities say as the manhunt and raids continue in France and across Europe, they are a necessary but temporary measure.
Manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist on the run since those Paris attacks, and in Belgium, a highest level of threat. This is VOA News. Turkey says its forces are on the verge of a major joint military operation with the United States against the Islamic State. Dorian Jones reporting now from Istanbul.
Turkey and the United States have confirmed that their forces are poised to launch a major military operation to close a 98-kilometer strip of the Turkey-Syria border used by Islamic State. The operation will help silence criticism of Ankara's stance towards the group, says Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey's behavior, of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted.
Meanwhile, Washington and Ankara continue to disagree over how to retake the Islamic State-controlled areas in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been pressing for the creation of a safe area protected by a no-fly zone. This week, however, U.S. President Barack Obama said that would be counterproductive. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Following bilateral talks with President Obama, Malaysia's prime minister vowed to work with the United States and like-minded countries to counter the narrative of jihadists. Prime Minister Najib Razak said, "It is important for us to present the authentic Islam." All of this occurring on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in Kuala Lumpur, President Obama speaking at a town hall meeting. It was of young leaders from the region.
Who are building things and helping each other and creating businesses and opportunities for themselves and for others. And when you think about the incredible potential of ASEAN as a place of religious diversity and ethnic diversity, you can set an example.
In addition to President Obama, leaders from China, India, Japan, and Russia are among those scheduled to hold discussions with the heads of governments of the 10 ASEAN members and the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. After last Friday's attacks in Paris by the Islamic State terrorists, Malaysian authorities said they doubled security for the ASEAN events. Pope Francis will arrive in Kenya on Wednesday to start his first official Africa visit. As of previous tours, he is expected to speak about an issue close to his heart. That's climate change, a topic with special resonance in Africa. A recent World Bank report said more than 100 million people could be pushed into poverty by the year 2030 due to the impact of climate change, with sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia the hardest hit. And there are now three new cases of Ebola. They've been confirmed in Liberia, a setback for the country, which had been declared free of the disease. Liberia is one of three West African countries hard hit by Ebola. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.